Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Excuse me. I'm choking here. Hey, today, the 10th of October, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's with me. And we'll be here every day, I hope.
Of course I'll be. Okay. Very good morning.
Very good morning to you. Hey, the weather today, gosh, it looks like it already, but showers. Mainly after 10 a.m., a high near 65 tonight. The 40% chance of showers, 80% today during the day. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70 and a low near 52. God, it's going to be in the 70s all week. I think the warmest it's going to be is 75. So what a wonderful weekend. It's going to be sunny after today. Maybe on this weekend on Sunday, a chance of showers. But weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They are a veteran-owned business and locally owned, locally operated. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And if it's the second Tuesday of the month, it must be Turtle Bay at 7 a.m. And let me run through who's here. Gabby, Alyssa, and Melissa. Now,
easy.
What happened to Sarah, Mary, Heather? Oh, no, Heather. Gosh, you heard any Heathers? Those are back in, it must have been in the 70s or 80s. So, Alyssa, Melissa, and Gabby.
Yes.
Years, I'll remember you forever, Gabby.
Yes.
Alyssa and Melissa?
We're just one.
You're just one. And I have somebody else rolling in here. Is that one of y'all?
Yes, this is Lisa.
Well, come on in, Lisa.
Hi there. I don't know why I think I know where anything is anymore without Google Maps.
Okay, let's try and set her microphone up. Okay, so everybody here from Turtle Bay, so Gabby, let's start with you.
Yes, so I'm the special events coordinator, and this weekend, this Saturday, we have our Oktoberfest fundraiser. It's going to be a lot of fun, live music by Hook Band, 16 different beer vendors. We have 5 different food vendors, Corn Dog Co., Mosaic, Bantam Kitchen, Vernari, and TLC Kettle Corn. And we also have some artisan crafts that will be there, so you can take your kids, do some crafts, listen to some music, have some great food and beer.
Okay, and that's this weekend.
Yeah, that's this Saturday.
I've got 2 tickets for that. For all you people that are up at 7 a.m. in the morning, I have 2 tickets to the Oktoberfest. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. Say that you want to go Saturday, October the 14th. It starts at 5 p.m. and goes to 8, and it's all ages.
Yes.
So they've got adult beer. And they have kid beer.
They do. We have root beer.
Root beer
for the kiddos.
There you go. It has beer in the name of it.
That's right.
So if you want to do this, if anybody's, you know, trying to find your phones or trying to wake up to these my dulcet tones, give us a call and you get 2 tickets. Just you have to do is give us your name and phone number in case you forget.
Yeah, this event was actually sold out last year. So make sure to go online to
turtledbay.org. It's a great event.
Tickets. Yeah,
I mean, it's
a
lot
so much
of fun. Yeah. Now, do you hang out there too, Melissa?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
You'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
I'm the marketing assistant.
You're the marketing assistant. So I'm going to turn her up just a little bit. Okay. So what's a marketing assistant do?
Basically, I just help assist with social media, help plan events. It's all so much fun.
Do you know how to do social media?
I do.
Real good?
I think so.
What part of social media?
Alyssa and I create the content together, so getting the photos and videos and capturing all the fun happening at Turtle Bay, and then
But does it go on Facebook?
It goes on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram.
So you do that too?
Yes, yes. I capture a lot of what goes on at Turtle Bay with photos and videos.
Do y'all have room for a part-time gig?
You know what? your name's going to have to rhyme with Alyssa or Melissa, unfortunately.
Okay. No, not me. I'm talking about hiring one of you all for part-time.
Oh, I mean, that's something to talk about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, your name has to rhyme with it. Carlita. Hey, I'm Carlita. Okay, so now you brought somebody else in here today that you showed up. Either that or you just walked in.
Yeah, we actually don't know her at all.
Getting close.
I did, finally. I'm the horticulture education and nursery manager at
Of course. Mm-hmm. I knew you looked familiar.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been around for 20-plus years.
Yeah, I know. So, you've been on here before.
Yeah.
I just wasn't, you know, you kind of came in late, and we have people wander in every so often. But so tell us what you do.
So I am the person who talks about plants all day long. we have lots and lots of plants. Even after our fall plant sale that was on this Saturday, we extend our prices through the month, and we have thousands actually of drought tolerant plants. And hundreds of different species, 83 California native species.
Wow.
Yeah, so people are really looking for those natives and drought-tolerant plants, and we have them.
And you're selling them?
We're selling them. We're open Wednesday through Saturday from 9 to 1 p.m. year-round.
Okay, so if you're a member of Turtle Bay,
you get 30% off. Yes.
Yeah, can I cut back on my watering?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? When I planted a garden at home, I got down to twice a summer. My water bill was $5 a month. I kid you not, even with showers and washing clothes and things like that, because most of our water goes into our landscape. Most of the water that you see on your bill is from your landscape, from lawns.
Is it time? Mm-hmm. Is it time to turn off your watering?
No, not until after the rainy season is really truly here. You can. Right, today you can, certainly. Today you can, but you just want to watch the weather.
Okay.
And that's the thing.
It doesn't mean like drops below a certain temperature.
When it drops below a certain temperature, it can still be dry for a long time. So I would say just watch the weather. And like today, we're only supposed to get 0.09 inches of rain. So yeah, when you're first planting your plants, you want to be a weather watcher. And after they're established, that's not really a thing anymore. You don't have to worry about it so much.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I usually turn, you know, when it starts getting cooler, I just turn off the watering.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't seem to make any difference.
Yeah, and if you have a lawn, you just watch it, and if it turns brown, you might want to give it a sip now and then.
My lawn is not composed of grass.
Oh, good for you.
No, it's composed of green stuff. Uh-huh. We still haven't figured out what it was. It's kind of a cloverish kind of stuff. But, you know, part of it's grass, part of it's just this green stuff.
That's really good.
And most of the backyard is just dead.
Well,
but it's grown back this year.
Yeah, and that's okay, because you can start thinking about maybe some drought-tolerant things you want to do, some hardscaping.
Good idea. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm here with Turtle Bay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about some things that are going on. We talked about Oktoberfest. I cannot believe I have two tickets to Oktoberfest, and nobody's called. It's going to be this Saturday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's going to have music and food, and it's how much does it cost to get in?
It's $20 right now for member adults and adults pre-sale, and then it's $15 for member kids and pre-sale kids.
So this is like $40 worth of tickets out there, my friend. If you want to go to Oktoberfest and have a great time, it's going to be a beautiful day. Just give us a call, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. REU has all these rebates available for people who are interested in buying an electric vehicle, whether it's a car, truck, bike. They've got rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
If you don't love me now, you will never love me again. I can't feel the skin. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink. Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Ear Talk Radio, with Carl and DeBott. Today, Tuesday the 10th, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a locally owned, local board of directors bank that is one of the top rated small banks in the nation. That's right. Right here in Reading. They are a sponsor for so many local organizations and events. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. 4 branches, 1 in Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do business there. Very happy. I'm here with Turtle Bay and Gabby. Alyssa, Melissa, and Lisa. Got them all. So we've talked about Oktoberfest. We gave away a couple tickets to Oktoberfest for this weekend, but now we're talking.
We're talking the biggest event of the year almost, Red and Garden of Lights, which is coming up.
Why is
up.
It almost? You got something bigger than that.
I mean, we just got a lot going on at Turtle Bay. Every single weekend we've got something going on.
Yes,
but yes, Red and Garden of Lights is coming up November 17th.
Starting earlier
7th.
This year.
We always prep pretty early for Garden of Lights, and then as soon as Thanksgiving starts rolling around, we wanna push it out because people love it. It sells out, a lot of days sell out. But yeah, it's a beautiful light show. If you haven't been already, it's over 1 million lights in our botanical gardens, and it's we've got a lot of new stuff this year. We've got VIP igloos, we've got some swings. I won't give away too much, but a lot of fun stuff this year. We try and implement something new every year. So
I understand you're going to have a big train set out there.
Yes, we are going to have a train set out there. So
I mean, this is like a big train set. I mean, this is not like, I don't mean the train's huge, but it's a lot of...
Yeah. We have a lot of new things.
People love to watch that. You know, have you ever noticed that? When you see a train set and it's mm-hmm. going through tunnels and going, and little lights going on and off and all this, people just flock to that. Or maybe it's just me. But
you're the only one standing there. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No, the Garden of Lights is so popular. It's just an amazing thing for families to come out to and enjoy during the holidays.
Now, you can make reservations by buying tickets.
Yes, you can buy tickets online.
For certain days, like if you have your family coming up. Because people come in to our Garden of Lights from all over. Southern California up to Washington State and Nevada, Utah. All these places. And thousands. How many thousand came last year? How many views? It was over 70,000.
Yeah, there was so many people that came last year. We sold out multiple nights.
Yeah. So if you've got, say, your family coming up from Sacramento, you probably want to buy, or wherever, you probably want to get tickets reserved for those nights they're going to be there.
Definitely.
And that way you don't, because once you're full, you're full.
Absolutely. I mean, we always recommend buying tickets ahead of time and being able to come. You know, really planning it out because during Christmas, that's when everyone wants to go, those few couple days of the Christmas week. And then, of course, we also have a New Year's. It's extended through January 7th, so we're open during New Year's, and it's for family and friends.
So last year we had the rainstorms.
Is
that what happened? Yeah, we had there was a big New Year's Eve party. And then the monsoon hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, now... if you are a Turtle Bay member, you get a break on the prices. Is that right?
So if you are a Turtle Bay member, you get discounts no matter what. So members only are from $15 to $20 for a member adult, and then member children, $8 to $13. And then obviously if you have a toddler from 0 to 3, they're free.
We were there one time when it was raining, and there were a lot of toddlers. And it was the funniest thing. I never saw so much camo in one place besides, the California Deer Hunting Association. And little kids all wrapped up. I mean, they looked like they were like 3 feet around because they had all the wraps around, little face, little eyes showing, and then in their strollers. And they're just having a great time.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a super place to take your kids. And you can go through it. If you just want to walk through it, you can do it in 30 minutes. I mean, you can.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you want to really look at it and you got kids, plan on being there for an hour or two.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And there's
not because
food
it's
and
so
drink.
Crowded, because we all got it set up. But you're right, food and drink, and I just interrupted you.
Oh, no, you're totally fine. There's food, there's drinks. We have little s'mores packets for the kids. It's an absolute joy.
They have alcohol drinks for adults.
Yes, they do. Spiked hot chocolate. It's great.
Not that any of you two or three are old enough to drink.
Yeah, we're super young. Thank you so much for noticing.
Over here.
Okay, now, the cost of a membership for a family... For Turtle Bay is
$90 for a family,
for
and that
family
includes two adults and four children.
And they don't even have to be your four.
Yeah, they could be anybody's four.
As long as you bring four. And what that does, of course, you can get into every exhibit of Turtle Bay free, except for special events like this. For anything that they've got, all the exhibits. The only time you have to pay any money is if you go into like the Lorikeet House. and you buy the little nectar.
Oh, the little nectar cups, yep.
For a dollar, mm-hmm. which are fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun. There's a lot to do at Turtle Bay between the exhibits and the animal exhibits and the, you know, the gardens. It's totally worth it to buy a membership for your family.
Absolutely is. And they changed, y'all changed your business plan, gosh, 12 years ago, decade ago, where it used to be you have your membership, then you pay for your exhibits. That was well before your time. And then they went, they had an epiphany. That's not a good idea.
Yeah. So.
Those you remember that?
Well, those were some especially expensive exhibits.
Yeah, like Titanic and that.
Yeah, and I think those exhibits came with the caveat that we charged because they expected per person a fee for those exhibits that we rented. Yeah, I know.
Damn them.
I know. Okay. I agree.
But it's worth it now. So you
worth it now. Oh, no, you have great exhibits. Okay, so Oktoberfest this weekend, we just gave away two tickets. Make sure you pick those up before Saturday because nobody's going to be here. We've got a Garden of Lights, which is going to be huge starting early. What do you have, Gabby? You got a whole list of things there.
Oh, this is mostly Oktoberfest stuff.
Oh.
But we do have a Jingle Bell Fun Run that's coming up on December 2nd. That's also a part of Garden of Lights. So you'll start at the Sundial Bridge, do the ARB loop, and then end in the Garden of Lights. And
okay.
Yeah. And then also the New Year's Eve party, which is a family-friendly New Year's Eve party this year. We're doing it from 6 to 10. So nobody misses their bedtime.
Okay. Sounds exciting.
Very exciting.
And we've got the plant sale.
Absolutely. Through the 28th of this month, members always get a 20% discount, but through the end of the month, they get a 30% discount, and the public gets the members' regular discount, which is 20% through the end of the month.
Okay.
That means more savings for more plants.
There you go. And somebody will be there like you or some of your able health assistants there that will tell people, okay, this is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, our nursery staff is very knowledgeable. We're all gardeners. We're all local gardeners. And we have at least one volunteer who actually, I think he grows every single one of our plants. So he talks to people about growing plants. That's what he loves to do is sell our plants. So we love him.
We have a friend that's like that. He sells plants all the time, Jimmy.
Nice.
That guy can grow anything.
Nice.
So I'm going to send him down there so he and the other fellow can get into a 3 or 4 day discussion about aphids or something. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, ladies, for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Hey. The second Tuesday of each month, and you're there with all, and there's so many things happening. So next month you're going to come through just in time to be talking about the Garden of Lights kicking off.
Yeah, we always have so much going on at Turtle Bay.
We're going to be giving some tickets away, I'm sure.
Potentially.
For Garden of Lights. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have an amazing day.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. There you go. Did you get everything?
All right.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities families of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a great selection of jewelry at very, very, very fair prices. That's Four Winds Jewelry, the only jewelry store with their own watch repair guy right there. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay. So, Middle East. It's like things are coming out. You know, I read headlines, and I'm not going to repeat them because they're just horribly graphic, and I'm not sure it's true because you're not sure if what they're saying is true. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, yes, we know Hamas attacked Israel, and that the Palestinians are under attack in Hamas by the Israelis. And we know that according to Hamas, that they got help from Iran. And we also know that the Biden administration released, what was it, $6 million, $10 million to Iran before the attack. Now, I'm sorry, $6 billion in prisoner swap funds, and they said it would only be used for humanitarian purposes. Okay, that means $6 billion that they had set aside to take care of people. They could shift to something else, which it appears like they have. So, now what's going to happen? The, you know, people have, you know, you have to realize that the Israelis, Israel was formed after World War II in 1948. And if you have to remember, you need to remember that 6 million Jews were exterminated in Europe, in Germany, and other parts of the of the Nazi regime. 6 million. It's hard to get your arms around that. Then they came in and fought a war to be able to own, you know, to have that piece of property there, Israel. And they fought a guerrilla war terrorist. They acted as terrorists too, fighting against the Brits. Anyway, that was in 1948-49. But the big thing is, here's the thing, that going back to that is, they remember. They remember what happened to their culture and to their people when they didn't fight back. And that's never going to happen again. And this is why they say, oh, they're being so heavy-handed. No, they don't have any place to run to. I'm going to talk a little bit about this yesterday. In the Ukraine, when the Russians came in, the Ukrainian army had a chance to pull back. They had plenty of room to reform and, you know, and to get themselves ready and start fighting. In Israel, you can drive across it in a burrow in a day. So there is no place for them to go to. And here is what people need to think about. If it looks like other countries are going to join in on this, and it looks like Israel is going to lose, there's no doubt in my mind they went and launched nukes at these other countries. If it looked like they were going to be wiped out, if they were going to lose their land, be killed, there is no doubt in my mind they would not launch nukes at pre-selected targets. And then what do you do then once that starts? That's why it's such a balancing act, that we have to make sure as one as Israel has a place at the table. Now, how did they, with all the well-known intelligence apparatus that Israel has, how'd they plan an attack like this? Why wasn't it picked up? All the satellites in the world and all the listening devices in the world and cameras in the world doesn't do any good when you're passing information from person to person, when you're passing information via a disk that somebody carries or a thumb drive, and it's never transmitted. I envisioned that they probably had couriers going all the time. The point is, though, is that as they move stuff up, they must have moved it up in such a way that it gave no alarms. Of course, they could shoot the rockets from anywhere. But moving their people up closer, that could have been under the guise of anything. In fact, you heard about that, the rave they were having, the dance party, Christina? I don't know if you read about it. Hundreds and hundreds of Israelis there, and they attacked that. Killed 260 people at that one dance, at that one party. And they've got video of that, people running and trying to get away from it. Then as we know that there's Americans that were killed, but also there's Americans that are hostage. So the question is what's the United States going to do about that? Now you're starting to see stories about people that were living there, Americans that were killed. I saw a video that was, it was very disturbing, where a bunch of these terrorist thugs were in the back of a pickup truck, and there was a woman's body in the back. And they've got they're resting their feet on it and all this as it was driving down. And they're cheering, and all these people are running up and looking in and cheering the fact they've got a dead, she appeared dead, Jewish girl in there. And it turns out that she was a German national who was there helping to put on this dance. So here they are surrounded by all these people that are cheering and screaming, and they're just driving her around, showing her off like you would, like in the old days when people would drive around with a deer on their hood of their car. It's pathetic. And this is who Israel's dealing with. And now we have in our society, we've got people saying, oh, they deserve it. and protest about the Israelis protecting themselves, that they've been mean to the Palestinians. Yeah, they probably have been. I do know that when Desert Storm was going on, when Iraq came into Kuwait, and when we were working with the Kuwaiti resistance there, and I mentioned something about being able, we're going to push them out of there, and he said, he looked at me and he said, "We don't, you know, Iraqis are, and this is his words, Iraqis are thugs, they're animals. But in, what do you expect from an animal?" He said, "The ones that we're really upset with are the Palestinians. Because when Israel went after the Palestinians, and one other times, Kuwait opened armed thousands of Palestinians into their country, put them up, gave them jobs and all this. And then when Iraq came in, and now this is according to one guy, he said the Palestinians turned on them, turned on their benefactors and took Iraq's side. And you know, it was interesting to hear him talk about it. And he was telling me all these things that had happened, and he was really dispassionate about it. But the anger was there. And based on, you know, again, this is just one guy's story, you know, it's how he felt. But this thing with the Palestinians and the Israelis is not going to cease. You know, oh, we've signed the peace accords, this is going to happen. No, because it changes with each regime. It changes either the Israelis, the Palestinians, or the United States. However, this is going to be a real, I think it's going to be to the knife war. The Israelis are, one, they've been, you know, they were invaded. As they say, it's our 9/11, and they're going to go after Hamas. Hezbollah, if they join in with it, it'll be interesting to see what the world can do to try to contain it to that one area. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, Judy Maxwell. She has built a company, two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. That's right. And we do business with Judy Maxwell. We're real happy. We get the best advice. She lets us make up our own minds. There's no heavy sell there. And if you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance or retirement plans, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time & Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time & Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website designtimestore.com.
now at Black Bear Diner. Enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciproca, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 10th of October, it looks like we're going to get an 80% chance of rain. It looks like it's raining right now out there. And it's going to start clearing up the rest of the week and then maybe rain again on Sunday, Monday. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by a local business, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, for all your Kubota needs. They have it all, from little bitty bulldozers that fit in your backyard to large pieces of equipment. You can rent them for the day or buy them outright. All at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all. They do it local. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Yeah, local business. We're starting Redding, and they just outgrew it and went down and built a whole new facility down there in Anderson. I just talked about what's going on in Israel. I mean, it's just get ready for it. It's just one thing after another. So what's happening back here in the States? RFK Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told supporters on Monday he would end his long shot challenge against Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination and run as an independent. Whoa. Now, he's got, you know, I've seen polls that like 8-10% of people like him. That's not a lot, 8-10%, but it's more than they like the Republican people running. And so here's the question. Who's he going to pull? Who's he going to pull from more, the Republicans or the Democrats? He is a Democrat. He's been a Democrat. His name is Democrat. But he has a lot of prominent Republican backers, and he is an anti-vaccine kind of guy. That ties him to Biden's, whoever it is, likely Republican opponent. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to follow this, see just how much traction he gets. And House Republicans are still divided on the Republican conference's first meeting on picking a new speaker, and that's going on today. Now, Jim Jordan, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise are vying for the job. Jordan has former President Donald Trump's endorsement, but neither he nor Scalise has lined up the 217 votes needed to be elected speaker. As Congressman Moffitt put it last week, he says, you know, you just can't make this stuff up. The Hamas, of course, now, President Biden met Sunday and Monday with the special counsel investigating how classified documents improperly wound up at Biden's home in an office he used after serving as vice president. How did it end up in a storage closet in your garage next to your Corvette? Now, if for some reason people are asking, well, that stuff's been there and he's been doing this for years, how come there wasn't a raid on his garage? Some people would think it's because his name is Biden and he's a Democrat. I know it's hard to believe. Every headline is got something to do with some kind of horror you're seeing out of Israel and Palestine. Here's something that's going that the Biden's depletion of the emergency oil stocks. If you remember how he released it and they were saying you've got to refill it and he hadn't, but his decision to drain the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR, to its lowest level in decades has come back because of the war between Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, which has caused oil prices to surge. It went to a $90 a barrel, and it's going to probably go higher because of this. With threats in the Middle East and just moving the oil. Up to 3% of global oil supply is at risk, and if a wider conflict eventuates, ends up imparting transit, as I just said, it could be 20% of the global oil supply. And already, as you know, there are some places that were here last week where we were paying $6 a gallon. Now it's $5.27 a gallon. In some places, you can get it under $5. What kind of impact does that have on you, Christina, when you're paying $5 a gallon for gas? I mean, you've got two jobs. You've got school. Your husband's working. What kind of impact does that have on you, gas prices?
You know, when I just moved here last year, the prices was like a dollar less.
Yeah.
And, like, I have to say, if it will be in Ukraine, it will be way painful.
Well, your gas over there was a lot more expensive.
Yes,
right?
Of course, and it's still running up. And, I mean, compared to our salaries.
Okay, you've got to break and answer the phone. Okay, I was reading an article the other day about what kind of impact does gas prices have on you here in California, because in other places it's $3 a gallon. Here it's $6 a gallon. And the impact that has on, does it have an impact on the legislatures who could change, this? No, they get free gas. Their gas is paid for, or they get paid so much a mile. So who's this impact on? It impacts on the middle class. They call them, you know, the lower middle class, the working guys and girls are out there. Got to make a decision. Do I have to fill my tank up with gas so I can get to work, or do I put food on my table? Okay, can we get Linda? Good morning. Hello, Linda. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning. You know, Yeah, this is Linda. You know, I'm in my car, so forgive me if it's a bad connection. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, I was listening to watching various news stations this morning regarding the Israel situation. And, you know, my heart is breaking, and I would hope that all of our listeners and many of Americans will really open their hearts today and think about this particular situation. There was a woman on one of the news stations this morning who wrote a column, and, you know, what's happening with the atrocities. She said not since during the Nazi occupation have this many Jews been killed, and the brutality that is going on, people that, you know, kids were taken at night that have been held hostage. They don't know if they're alive. The many people that have either neighbors, kids in schools, uncles, aunts, that they don't know where they are. And as we go around, and she was also saying something that was very interesting about, you know, America's elite, you know, the people that are, that have a platform, a social media, or celebrities that talk about George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, social injustice, who's coming out to talk about the atrocities that are happening right now to the Israelis by the Palestinians? And the brutalities, I can't even tell you the stories that I heard this morning, but nobody's talking about it and coming forward to saying what we can do. And it's just, you know, as we go about our busy day, all we can do at this point is, like, how would it feel if you are here in America? This is what happens when you have, like, extremists that come in your home, and because of a political or religious belief, behead you, rape you, kill your children, behead your children. Those things, those atrocities are happening right now in Israel.
They are. And the only thing we need to do, of course, is to provide as much arms and ammunition as the Israelis can use, and also stand by them. There's, I think, most of the free world is standing by them. You're even hearing from a lot in the Middle East. They're not taking a stand on this. They're just kind of, they're saying, oh, this thing, you know, we need to go to a ceasefire and all that. They're not condemning Israel, nor are they condemning Hamas. But still. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. I know it bothers you.
Thanks.
And it bothers a lot of people.
Oh, well, we have Jewish friends. One particularly who is Israeli, you know, served in the Israeli army. And I reached out and I just said, and they're calling them barbarians. So think about whatever you watch a show and you see barbarian acts, you know, schools being crushed in and that. This is what is happening in our time right now. Hello, wake up.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Thank you. Linda's a little bit excited, you know, a little bit upset about that. Well, she is. And I think everybody should be, because we don't know how far this thing's going to spread. Okay, now, happy news. Rabba has made, is opening up new routes already in bus authority here, and including things like Wi-Fi on all fixed routes, transit signal priorities at 15 intersections so you don't have to stop. A new route was added that it will run to the regional Reading Regional Airport, as well provide direct service to Save Martin Churn Creek and the VA clinic in the Reading Veterans Home. They came on and talked about this several months ago, but it is now kicked off. And this is going to be a flex route, which allows for flex off route changes. So they are working to be able to support the community here of Reading more. He said the improvements were to help with the convenience of passengers, to make transit easy and accessible to the public, which, as we know, has been a little problem with the bus. But I'm going to try out the bus route out to the Veterans Clinic. I'm going to see how it works, and to the, you know, out there to the airport, and see how long it takes. So I'm going to get a bus pass and just ride and see what happens. And then I'll report on it. Hey, how did that work? because a lot of people would love to ride the bus out to the VA clinic, I'm sure, save them from driving. All right, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we have with us Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now tops 1,000. Israel also says that terrorists are holding 150 captives, some of them soldiers, others civilians, some of them Americans. And Hamas has threatened to start killing the captives. Some of those who survived the terrorist ambush of concertgoers are speaking out about the horror. One of them says that she was thinking that
maybe it's the end and maybe we're going to die here, because it felt like in my next step, they're going to shoot me. And I just freaked out. But I couldn't stop running.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that although Israel didn't start this war, Israel will finish it. California GOP Congressman Kevin McCarthy says that President Biden needs to take action and behave like the leader of the free world instead of sleeping or hosting a White House barbecue as the Middle East burns.
Turn off the barbecue and speak to the American people. Be the leader the world is looking for. Otherwise, the world will stay unsafe.
Until recently, McCarthy was Speaker of the House. His successor could be named tomorrow, with the House due to vote on a new speaker. Tonight, lawmakers attend a candidates' forum. Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise among those seeking the speaker's gavel. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich will remain jailed in Russia until at least November 30th. He's failed again in a bid to win his release. On Wall Street, stocks higher, the Dow up 142 points, NASDAQ ahead 119 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Two of Poland's highest ranking military officers have resigned just days before a parliamentary election dominated by security issues.
In its report, the Daily Rzeczpospolita said both officers were concerned the government was attempting to politicize the military ahead of Sunday's election to bolster its claim it is the only trustworthy defender of the country. In May, Defense Minister Mariusz Błaszczak said General Piotrowski failed to inform him last December that an unarmed Russian missile had entered Polish airspace from Belarus and flown hundreds of kilometers before crashing in a forest. The missile was only discovered in April by a member of the public, causing considerable embarrassment for the minister.
That's the BBC's Adam Easton. A two-year-old girl has become the second person in Cambodia to die of bird flu this week and the third this year. The country's health ministry announcing that lab tests confirmed that the girl died Monday with H5N1 avian influenza. Townhall.com. Several Federal Reserve officials hint about the next step for interest rates.
Philip Jefferson, vice chair of the Fed's board, and the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Lori Logan, both suggested in speeches interest rates may be left unchanged in 3 weeks at the next meeting. A surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without any more action by the Fed. The goal has been to get inflation down to the Fed's 2% target. Since March of last year, the benchmark short-term rate has gone up 11 times. Also, last week, Mary Daly, president of the San Francisco Fed, said if longer-term interest rates remain high, the need to take further action is diminished. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The International Monetary Fund warns that the world economy is running out of steam in the face of higher interest rates. combined with the ongoing war in Ukraine and widening geopolitical conflicts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda just called in, but she's on assignment. I don't know where she was heading to this time, but she was off and running. Hopefully she's out there taking care of the horse, but maybe not. So I don't have to. Good morning, everybody. It's the 10th of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we doing okay?
We doing wonderful.
Well, you know what? I have, in my infinite wisdom here, have lost the weather. But today,
it's raining.
It's raining. We got 80% chance today of rain, which is really 100%. If you're standing down here by the studio, it's going to have 40% chance tonight. Tomorrow it's going to clear up, and it's going to be in the 70s all week long. It's going to be beautiful, sunny this weekend, and then Sunday it looks like we may start having having some more rain come back, but. In the 60s and 50s at night. Like I said, it's just going to be a beautiful week. Not counting today with the rain, but we need the rain. So, weather reports always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family owned business that's been in Anderson for a couple of decades. They provide just outstanding service for all your propane needs. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran owned company. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Lauren Strickland, oncologist.
Good morning.
And good morning. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
So there. So what's going on?
Well, you know, we're here to kind of talk about some of the stuff that we're bringing to Shasta, Shasta Regional. Dr. Strickland is obviously a big part of some of our new programs that we have. We've always done some breast cancer surgery, but we've never really made it a service line. And so we've made a pretty big investment into a lot of new equipment, kind of state-of-the-art stuff that really cuts down time in the OR compared to some of the older technology that was available. So Dr. Strickland's a big part of that, and we're happy to have her here.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
So what should people know? I mean, breast cancer, I've learned over the years, is one of the three cancers that, if caught early, can be cured.
Yeah.
And but it still happens. And there's been no silver bullet, as they say, to even though there's been advances every year, small advances on everything, all forms of cancer. But some of them are still not breast cancer. But there are some forms of cancer that are it's a death sentence. And I think of pancreatic. Is that true? Pretty much? Or am I just... Hopefully I'm wrong.
Well, it's better than it used to be. I think the thing with pancreatic cancer is that it's in a place that it can grow and not be detected. And then people get diagnosed at advanced age.
Yeah.
You know, whereas breast cancer, if you see or feel something in your breast growing, then you can actually, you know, detect it earlier.
Yeah.
Generally. Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing then is screening.
And I think going back to your statement about what's the silver bullet is screening. I mean, that's first and foremost in the equation, right? I mean, is that fair?
Yeah, like screening mammograms.
Yep.
We can detect it early. Early as microscopically. Microscopic cells.
And if you have that, then that's a lot easier to take care of course, than if it's spread and it's gotten larger and all this.
Yeah.
I was told that Excuse me. I was told that that breasts were a fertile ground for infections and all these other things that are happening, that can happen in your body. Is that true?
Well, we don't see a lot of breast infections unless there may have been, you know, surgery or mastitis. Well, you know, breastfeeding, warm milk in the breast can get infected, or bacteria can overgrow. So, you know, in those instances, we may see infections.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a tooth infection or something like that? Once the infection's in your body, does it navigate down there?
Not to the breast, generally.
Okay.
Yeah. It could get in the bloodstream, and a person can get sick, very sick.
Yeah.
But not to, target the breast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there stages of breast cancer, like we see with other cancers?
Yeah. So there's stage 0 through 4. So stage 0 is when we catch it microscopically early, and that's generally caught on a mammogram.
Okay.
So that's why we encourage women to get your mammograms annually, so that if something does pop up, we'll catch it early enough.
And what's the prognosis for people that catch it early, that are in that 0 stage?
In the 0 stage, the cure rate's pretty high. I think it's over 97% in 5 years.
All right.
Yeah, it's a really favorable cancer to have in general, if you're going to get breast cancer.
If you're going to get one.
If you're going to get cancer, that would be the one.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's why we encourage women to get their mammograms. But we do, you know, want women to understand that some tissue is dense, so it's thicker, harder to see masses or small masses on the mammogram. So if a woman is told you have dense breast tissue, then they should be aware that maybe it could get missed on the mammogram.
Are the women with the denser tissue, are they mostly women that haven't breastfed or haven't had children, or is there – I remember that from a long time ago.
Yeah. I think there is some evidence that if you haven't had breastfed, you know. And then there are some women that naturally have dense breast tissue in general.
So what would be the next test if – because you can – I mean, as soon as they get the mammogram, you can tell you've got dense
breast tissue.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do then?
So at that point, depending on family history or if there's an elevated risk for developing breast cancer based on some personal risk factors or previous biopsy, they had some abnormal cells, then that person can usually be sent for a breast MRI, which if your risk is greater than 20% or greater, then we can add MRI to the mammogram because insurance will generally approve it at that point. But not every person can have a breast MRI, and a breast MRI is not to take the place of mammogram, it's to be in conjunction with the mammogram.
Okay, so it just enhances the resolution in there.
Yes, and you can see things on a much microscopic level.
Okay, so we've talked about if you catch it real early, it's level 0, and then it goes to 4, which is the most severe.
Spread throughout the body.
Okay.
So it goes from 0 to 1. One is contained within the breast. The cells haven't mobilized to the armpit or the lymph nodes. And then there's stage 2, stage 3, based on how large the tumor is or how many lymph nodes are involved. And stage 4 is if it's traveled to other organs in the body, such as the lung or the liver or the brain or the bones.
So catching it as early as you can will prevent that.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break because I have a couple other questions on that. When it comes to treatments.
Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have a home fall prevention program. It's no cost to the people in the program. And the whole idea behind this is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. To get into the program, you got to give them a call at 530-842-1687. They can tell you about the program. They'll come in and look at your home, and they'll put in a assist in there, maybe a shower, you know, shower holds and maybe some railings. That helps keep you in your house longer because you're healthier and happier in your own home. That's PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. We'll be right back.
Just be gentle, just come around and tell me. Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burnt chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in this. Finally gotcha. You know, Christina's perfect and there is being produced great music, all that. Always has me coming back on time and actually caught her then. Yeah, no. I'm going to mark this date down. Yeah. And you say, and they say, well, is she perfect? I went, she is, except on October 10th, 2023. She was a second late bringing me back in from the break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, if you're having problems with getting treatment, with what's going on with your insurance or anything, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work accidents can be life-changing. The employer wants you back. You want to come back, but somehow there's a delay in the treatment or treatment's just not happening. That's where Patrick can really help you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. And I trust Patrick Gorman. He's just a good guy, former law enforcement. He's a veteran, and he knows what he's talking about. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And speaking of Somaya Trust and knows what he's doing is Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Laura Strickland, who is an oncologist. And we're talking breast cancer awareness today and the different stages of it and how important it is for a woman to get a mammogram. Now, aren't mammograms, all mammograms covered by insurance, or something's going to take care of it, right? So there's no excuse that, oh, I can't afford it.
Yeah, it's covered by insurance.
It's covered by insurance or other organizations,
well,
too.
You know, the other thing, not only that, is women can self-refer. They don't have to have a physician order to get a mammogram. So they, they've really tried to eliminate as many barriers as possible.
It's like colonoscopies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies want you to go there.
Yeah. Prevention.
You know what? I'm kind of, you know, I'm not holding out, but I'm just thinking, well, maybe they should pay us like a bonus to go in and get a – if people were paid to go get a mammogram, not a lot. You know, it's, hey, we're going to cover your gas money to go down there, which could be expensive, to get a mammogram or a colonoscopy or a cervical check or that kind of stuff. I wonder if that would help.
That might change the game.
There are some programs. I know one of our benefits is if there's some type of a screening that we do, we get like a $100 gift card or something. But going back to colonoscopies, though, you can't self-refer for those unless you're going to do them yourself. So you need a physician involved somehow. Just want to let you know.
Unless you can do it yourself.
Fair enough.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah.
Just
so that,
okay.
They really
just
have tried
the thought of that there one's got me thinking people.
Yeah, so they really have tried to eliminate the barriers for women to be able to get in there and get those done. Anyway,
well, it can
so.
Be.
Oh, and then what's the age? What's it? What's,
oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the.
So the age parameters. Is age 40. Yeah. Age 40, unless you have a strong family history or something like that, maybe 35, you know, 35.
If you have had breast cancer in your family and starting earlier is better than that. I mean, do you see much? Do you see many breast cancer incidents before that age?
We do see some women in their 30s and some in their 20s as well.
Really?
But the earlier doesn't necessarily mean the better because the breast tissue is dense at younger ages. So it's harder to see tumors in the breast.
At the last symposium we had, you talked about genetic screening.
Yes. So, like, for example, if patients have a family history, genetic family history of breast cancer, like the BRCA1 or 2 gene, then that can put them on a higher screening protocol for mammograms and MRIs. And we do genetic testing in the office to see if someone has a gene.
Can you talk about the cost? Because that when you were talking about that, I was surprised at how little that costs for the benefit that you get. So, and some insurance is covered, but out of pocket, I'd write that check every day.
Yeah, so for example, some companies, it costs quite a bit to get the test, and insurance will pay for it. But there's one company in particular that if it's not covered by insurance, then it's $250 out of pocket, and you can have up to 48 or 84 genes analyzed, which is nice. $250 to have all those
that's
cancer genes.
That's a peace of mind right there.
Now, that's cancer genes, not just for your breast, though, right?
Or colon, pancreas, stomach, uterine. And lots it's of organs.
It's a cheek swab is basically what it is?
Cheek swab.
That's it? And they
10 on each side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10 swabs on each side?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got like 20 little Q-tips?
Yeah, well, actually it's just two Q-tips, but 10 passes on each side.
10 passes on each side. Okay.
We're going to get you a gift card.
I was just picturing that one. That looks like a lot of fun.
We're going to get you and Linda a gift card for Christmas.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. Well, you know what? There are things maybe we don't want to know
that's
about.
That's true.
I would want my grandkids.
Yes.
Know.
Yep.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good point. Like, mm-hmm. I can't remember. There's nobody that I know from my side of the family has ever had cancer, heart problems, smoking problems, but has never had a cancer problem. And I think on Linda's side, there's very few. I mean, they live to be long. Mm-hmm.
Had to answer those questions on screening, you know, tools, going in for physicals. And I came from a family that didn't talk about their disease. So, you know, that for me, that's a real problem. And it's really hard to give a history. And I'm sure I'm not the only one out there in radio.
Well, I had a friend that got a phone call one day from her sister, and she said, sit down.
Yeah.
She says, Mom had another kid. and that they, nobody knew about, and he had found them because he was having health problems, and he wanted to know if they were having the same health problems, and they weren't. But it opened up a whole new branch of the family. We went down and visited. Of course, it was in Texas. That was the day, and you'll appreciate this. I'm out there talking to the guy, and, you know, they're nice people. I'm hearing automatic weapons fire going off, and I'm like, where's that coming from? Oh, it's across the road. They, on Saturdays, they're out there shooting. And I'm thinking, God bless Texas. But there's a lot of people, though, that are looking for their, you know, if they were adopted or whatever, they're looking for their birth families just because of medical reasons.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. When I was a fellow in my training, we had a patient that did the testing and actually somehow found family through this genetic testing for breast cancer.
Yeah,
that they didn't know they had. So, it does happen. But, you know, knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people don't want to know.
Yeah.
But we have those long conversations in the office about, you know, the risk and the benefit of knowing. And some people are ready and they change their mind. And some people are like, you know, I'll think about it. But it does empower them.
You mean about getting the test.
The test, yeah. Because if it comes back positive, they don't really want to know.
But it's only telling you that you're carrying the gene. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen. Though.
Exactly. So then now you can, you know, do some of the techniques that are preventative or increase the screening, change your lifestyle, change how you eat, you know.
Things that are going to enhance your ability to stay healthy, exercise, and maybe changing your diet, because all of this, from everything I've read, says can have an impact.
Absolutely.
Well, it will have an impact on being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So
Overall. Yeah.
Is that I can see that, though. I can see if somebody offered me that. What if you knew how long you were going to live? Would you do it? Mm. Would you do that? If somebody could do a swab and say, oh, your chances of dying between this age and this age are like 98%. Whoa. Would you do that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah, then you find out, I better get a lot done here next year.
Exactly.
Because I'm on that outer edge, you know.
Let me jump off that building with a parachute.
Do some bungee jumping today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. Okay, we're here with Casey Fetch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Lauren Strickland, oncologist, I should say. We're talking breast cancer, but we're also reaching out in the other fields of cancer, other ones that I want to take a break when we come back. It's a little bit early break. When I come back, I'm seeing these things where people are trying to use a person's body to fight cancer, you know, through genes or stuff. I don't know if I just read that in a blurb, you know, from a comic book. I just didn't know it was a comic book. Or can we use our body to fight cancer? This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've had my hair cut since I moved to Redding. It's across the parking lot. It's off of Athens, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. One of Casey and my favorite places. And I've never had a bad haircut there. It's a locally owned, locally operated, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They work by appointments at 530-244-9478. I used to say only, but that's not true. If you stop by there and they've got an open spot, they're more than happy to give you a haircut. I've never had a bad haircut. And it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? We'll be right back.
Linda says this.
What I find is leaving and I'm feeling fine. Love is so confusing, there's no peace of mind. If I fear I'm losing you, it's just no good. You cheat like never.
Now it's Black Bear Diner. Enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at Justice Crab Feet.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Welcome back to Free Fight Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This weekend, North State Care Clinic is having their annual Race for Life, October 14th at 9 AM at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. 5K run or 1 mile walk, free pancake breakfast for those who enter, not just walking down there and getting a free pancake breakfast. $35 to race, $25 to walk. I'm not sure why there'd be a difference. Oh, one, because one's a 5K and one's a 1 mile. Okay. Children 10 and under free. You fundraise $150, you get a free T-shirt. For more information, go to friendsofnscc.org. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Lauren Strickland, oncologist, and we're talking breast cancer awareness, but also other cancers that are going on. If a person finds out that they're carrying those genes for cancer, breast cancer, and they have a history of it in their family, There's some women will have an operation, a prophylactic, to remove their breast. Does that then prevent them from getting cancer?
Yeah,
breast cancer.
Yeah, reduces the risk by 90%.
Okay,
it really brings the risk down because all those breast cells and that tissue are gone that have that ability to, turn into cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also too, when we look at these panel of genes, right? Sometimes the breast genes are negative, but a colon gene is positive that never knew about. And so,
but you can't have your colon removed.
No, but if they're a certain age, let's say they're 40, and maybe their screening should be younger compared to the average age of having a colonoscopy because of that gene. So then I can refer that person out to a gastroenterologist, or if it's a pancreas, a pancreatic risk, I can send them to a gastroenterologist. They can get screened every year to look at the pancreas. So it does, give them an opportunity to reduce the risk of getting a different cancer.
Now, since pancreatic cancer is a pretty severe cancer, because like you said, it's hard to detect and usually mm-hmm. people don't know it till it's too late. Will that screening give them what can they do if they say, okay, you've got a cancer cell there?
Well, if they can catch it small.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can catch it small and do the surgery and remove it where it hasn't spread to other parts of the body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then so their chances then of living are much better.
Yes. Same with colon cancer. If you get a colonoscopy sooner and they see a polyp, they can remove it as opposed to that next 5 or 10 years when they weren't supposed to get a colonoscopy and now that's already turned into a cancer.
Yeah, and that's mm-hmm. what they do if they find a polyp. They just remove it. Mm-hmm. In there. And then they'll tell you, okay, now you have to be screened every 3 years or
something. Exactly, instead of every 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
That's same with same with lung cancer, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, lung cancer, you told me, Casey, you've got a new way.
Right, yeah, we do.
Well, can you explain that?
Yeah, it's a new robotic system that we have made by Intuitive, the company that does the Da Vinci robots. For general surgery, this device allows us to do multiple samples, but from the inside of the lungs instead of the outside, like previously done by CT guided. A lot more definitive. We can take as many samples versus the CT guide is limited to one sample, and we can pretty much get a definitive answer within one procedure for the patient. And then the staging of the cancer is done at that point, and then the decision is level one. First stage, second stage cancer is operated on via the Da Vinci robot, where we do lobectomies or some type of a wedge procedure, and the patients have a much better prognosis because it's caught a lot earlier, and we can get down to half a centimeter nodules, and it's much much more effective.
So, wow!
Yeah, and that's another one where people were having to drive to the Bay Area for those procedures and multiple times. So we're just keeping people up here, and we got a couple other programs on deck that we're getting ready to launch to do that as well. And because we have the talent here, like with Dr. Strickland, people were driving for that treatment too, which is crazy. So, we have the talented medical staff here. We just need to make an investment in the technology.
Okay. Yeah. And you all have brought on a lot of things.
Yeah, we have.
TAVR valve replacement.
Sure.
One at PEDS. Or what,
the CardioMEMS, monitoring CHF pressures. Yeah. And the Watchman's really taking off. We're seeing a lot more of those being implanted. And,
that's implanted in your heart?
This is the first month we've been doing the ION procedure, mm-hmm. though, for the lung cancer. And we've done 12 so far. And, it's a double-sided coin. Fortunately, we've made some detections, and we're going to be able to help people early and early on, and their prognosis is going to be much better than it would have been otherwise. So, and we're seeing a conversion rate of maybe 50-60%. So we're able to get in there and get that stuff taken care of for them. So it's really exciting.
There's so many things that y'all are doing that are cutting edge over there.
Yeah.
I should say,
it's fun. It's really great.
They're all approved. It's not like they're experimenting.
But it's great to bring it to the community and be a part of kind of changing the dynamics here with the internal medicine residency program that we're doing, and
it's just going to be that the face of healthcare in Reading is going to be much different in the next 10 years than it has been in the last 30. So pretty exciting.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And, gosh, Dr. Strickland, you're right here with all that stuff going on.
Yeah, it's great.
She's going to be very busy. Very,
now,
very busy.
Where do you work out of? Do you work out of the...
Valor Oncology.
Valor Oncology. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we've had, I think we've had those doctors.
Dr. Allen has been here before.
Yeah,
he's been Dr. Matthews as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing you would tell a woman for breast cancer awareness is the mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
Do the mammogram. What about mammogram. The self-test that they used to push all the time?
Self-breast exams?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I encourage that as well.
Okay.
I do. Because, you know, if you're not checking, who's checking? You know, you don't want to find out when you're looking in the mirror, you see something bulging through your breast.
Not the time.
No. Oh, that was. Oh, no, okay. That,
like a mask.
That's a vision. That's a vision that's just planted in my head that will never go away. Thank you very much for that long.
It'll go away. Time heals.
Yeah.
That
time heals everything.
I call it self-love.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's literally a swab test that will tell you if you're carrying any cancer gene.
Mm-hmm.
Whether, and I thought, you know, it was just breast, but it's breast, colon, pancreas,
melanoma, all kinds of cancers.
Mm-hmm. It's really, I mean, I can't think of really any screening test that's worth the type of dollars that you get for the type of knowledge and the broad, you know, the broad screening for different cancers that you get out of this. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Just off of a cheek swab.
Yeah, and the thing is, like you said, someone may be adopted, but historically people didn't talk about cancer, right? It was taboo. So, you know, you didn't know that Aunt Jeannie had cancer or your mom even had cancer or grandmother years ago because they didn't talk about it. So sometimes it's a good thing to get that done because the history's not there because it's not talked about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a big suggestion for people, and insurance can cover it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, it's probably one of the cheapest ways you're going to find out to say, okay, I came up positive on this for pancreatic. I have the it doesn't mean you've got it. It just means you have
like a higher predisposition.
Mm-hmm. So then you could use that then to have your pancreas checked.
Mm-hmm. The screening. Yeah.
Or screening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, another one that's really missed a lot is melanoma. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I have a friend that was misdiagnosed 3 times that, and finally
Jimmy Buffett died of melanoma. Yeah. I believe it was a form of melanoma, skin cancer, where he passed. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law had part of his ear removed because of, that would be melanoma, right? Mm. I mean, it was like a skin cancer on his ear. Is it different than melanoma?
It's hard to say. There's like squamous cell and basal cell.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference between them?
Melanoma is the more aggressive one, like a mole. You know, like a mole, but it's usually more aggressive and can spread to the body into lymph nodes and things like that.
And the other one, it's more of because you've been in the sun a lot in your life. And
yeah, melanoma too, sun exposure.
So when you're getting your physical,
mm-hmm.
you should let the doctor take a look at any moles or anything and do a check of your body there and make sure you don't have any kind of weird things going on.
Yeah, especially people who have a family history or have a lot of moles. They get mole checks once a year. Mm-hmm. And so they can, have a dermatologist that they see, you know, once a year or their family doctor. Just depends on the situation. Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's
great
so many
stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
But the whole emphasis we're pushing today is, you know, checking it early, finding it early, and increases your lifespan exponentially if you find it.
And also, too, men, this month we're honoring men with breast cancer and men who support women, but men can get breast cancer as well. So
yes, they can. Yours truly. So.
Did you have it?
I did.
I remember you were talking about it one day. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's all gone, which is good. But, you know, mine was, I'm sure ionizing radiation caused it because I was in the cath lab for years and exposed to a lot of radiation. So,
said that's a risk factor.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. It sure is.
And so men can get it. Tell you. But what's the percentage of men that get breast cancer?
I think it's less than 1%.
Yeah. I was going to use that on a lottery ticket, but I've already used that up for breast cancer.
Yeah, but if you're carrying a gene, like the BRCA gene, it's about 6%.
And the somebody asked, what's that swab cost ballpark?
It was $250, right?
$250, yeah, depending on the company. Yep,
yeah,
it's $250, which is not bad.
Do you know the name of the company?
Invitae.
Mm-hmm. Is that from around here, or what do you do? You just swab yourself and send
they
them
probably out? Mail it to you like everybody else does, right?
You can go online. Yeah. They do have it commercially, so mm-hmm. you can go online mm-hmm. and fill out the information, and they'll send you the kit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so you don't always have to go to a doctor's office, right. but you can go online. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you can get them around here, though.
Yeah, we have them in the office.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so around $250 gives you it gives you a heads up or it gives mm-hmm. you a feeling of peace.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm all about a heads up, trust me. That's definitely where you want to go.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Valor Oncology.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet, easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Just keep your eyes on me. I think you're holding back.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Jake Mangus of the Chamber of Commerce joins us along with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're going to be talking about business in our area. That's tomorrow, the 11th of October. Today we have Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Lauren Strickland, oncologist from here, from Valor Oncology. We're talking Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but then we've morphed out
into so many different things. All over the spectrum.
Including
today.
The big news, even though it's probably been around for a while, that you can get swabs that will tell you if you have the genes that can cause cancer.
Different types of cancer.
Anything from breast cancer to colon cancer to pancreatic to lung. And what it does is just gives you an early warning. But you can use that then to go on and when you're being tested, not just your usual test, but then you can go in and be tested for all these different types of cancers and gives you a heads up.
Yeah.
And it can be done over at your place at mm-hmm. Valor, and or you can do it online, which I would never do it online. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Because I would never do it online. Oh, here's your test kit. And you send it back to Acme mm-hmm. Test. And you're trying to figure out if that's Wile E. Coyote is running the test or what. I think I'd rather go to a...
Come to the office.
And it's around $250 if your insurance doesn't pay for it. And a lot of times insurance will pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, health fair.
Health fair, November 11th.
We are
taking over Shasta Mall.
Taking over.
We're going to have the ambulances there and the helicopters there for the kiddies. And we're going to do a whole bunch of different kind of health screening. We're going to be screening for diabetes, high blood sugar. We're going to be doing EKGs for people to detect atrial fib, peripheral artery disease scanning. We're going to use the blood pressure machine to do that. That's a pretty accurate method of doing that as well.
You do that in different parts of the body.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just your regular blood.
Right. No, it does like four extremities at a time. And,
yeah.
Just a thumb and I think the wrist or the... the bicep and then also the ankles and that type
and
of
the
stuff. It measures for difference. You should have the same blood pressure everywhere, really, so it'll measure the difference and pick up on arterial.
And you may find out that your blood pressure in your leg is a lot different than the one in your...
Yeah, it's a bunch of screening we're going to be doing, which is kind of the method. We'll also have the joint decision-making tool for between a patient and physician for assessment of low-dose CT scanning for the lungs. And to try to detect that early on. And Dr. Strickland will be there with Valor.
Mm-hmm,
you guys are going to come in and do some education there for us, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And you guys are right across the street from the mall, pretty much. Right?
Yeah, exactly across the street.
You can just kind of wander across.
You can just
across.
Walk across. And maybe you guys will bring a couple of those tests for sale. You should bring a couple with you guys.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Why not? You guys can come by the mall and pick
up. I'm finding it interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing it. I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Even though there's never been any in my that I know of in my family, but like you said, sometimes I don't talk about Aunt Maud, who she just passed away, but we don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll give you an example. My uncle, all of my uncles are vets, and one of them calls me on the phone. And, you know, like everybody from Georgia does, starts out the first sentence with "son."
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Doctor told me I got diabetes." And I said, "Well, uncle, what's up? What was your blood sugar?" He's like, and he goes, "I told him he doesn't know what he's talking about. I threw the medication back at him." And, I said, "Well, what's your blood sugar?" He's like 180. And I said, "Well, Uncle, you might want to think about you have diabetes." So, you know, but again, that conversation wouldn't have happened if he wasn't calling me to ask for help. He's just trying to tell me what an idiot the doctor was. And it's like, no, you might want to listen to this guy. You can have some problems if you don't. So, but that just happened out of chance. I've never heard anything from any of my other relatives about what was ailing them. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the screening stuff is a way to go if you don't have that piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, and it's available
mm-hmm.
to everybody.
You know, also, I think one of the other things with the technology that we've made, the investments in
mm-hmm.
For the breast surgery at Shasta Regional, looking at the reduced surgical times just because of the and times under anesthesia because of the technology that you have that you're able to work with, and it makes you more efficient. And do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so the Faxitron machine is a machine that we take pictures of a specimen in the operating room, and we can look and see if the marker's there, you know, are the margins good when that tumor is removed from the breast, and then send it off to pathology, whereas historically you'd have to take that out, send it down to radiology, have them do an x-ray, wait for the specimen to come back, wait for a phone call, and that could be, you know, another 30 minutes later while the patient's still under anesthesia.
Now, I could personally vouch for that because I was an x-ray tech, and I used to have to go chase these guys down to try to get them to look at this stuff. And sometimes it was 40 minutes to an hour. Now it's
Meanwhile, you're under anesthesia, just laying there.
Just laying there, playing ping pong.
So
it's much more efficient.
Yeah. And also, too, I had one incident where they lost a specimen. So it was somewhere, you know, sitting to the side, and someone forgot, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. So they retrieved it, but, you know, those things can happen, too.
Oh, not at Shasta.
Not here.
Not just for the record straight. Yeah, but again,
years ago.
But, yeah, that is it is amazing technology. And so what else are you using?
Here's a specimen. Would you guys give me back? And then they're down there going, where is that line?
Yeah. Sitting there by
the keep calling. Where is it? You know, who had it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Clyde.
So we're also using wireless technology to retrieve tumors from the breast tissue. It's like a GPS tracking device that's in the breast, as opposed to a wire. And so that gives the patient opportunity to start surgeries at an earlier time in the day. Not have to go multiple places in the morning to prepare for surgery. So it's another great tool that we're utilizing at Shasta Regional.
So what is this? It's a wireless thing that has found, or you've already found the spot, right?
Yes.
And you put a device on it? Or?
Yeah, it's like a little small, like, seed, in a sense.
Okay.
And since we know the tumor's there and it's small, so we can't really feel it,
right,
we have that seed placed in the breast ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a nice little wand that I scan across the breast when the patient's asleep, and it gives me a signal.
Okay, and tells you where it's at.
Tells me where it is, and the closer I get, the more intense the signal, and it tells me in millimeters how close or far I am from it. And then I can use that to excise the tumor.
So you don't have to make a bigger incision.
It's like your metal detector used in the park.
Like a metal detector.
Like your metal detector.
No, I understand the technology behind it, but it helps you find it right then instead of having to look for it.
Yeah, helps me find it. Instead of placing a wire in the breast you track down and trace down to the breast. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it can be done a lot farther in advance, right?
You can place it any time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I only got 2 minutes now. Of course, I think of this question, AI. I keep reading about AI and medical. Because it can go through, you know, as we know, millions and millions and millions of bits of information. Is AI going to be helpful, or is it going to have any impact at all of being able to detect cancer?
What do you think, Casey?
So there's a couple of things. I know that they're using AI a lot to overread X-ray exams. After the radiologists have done it, then they'll run them through what's a quality assurance program that the AI is part of. But there was an announcement this morning that Google has come out with a AI for medical records that the physician can say, tell me the medications this patient was on for over the last year, instead of having to just go through multiple medical records.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, and I can't imagine the efficiency that it's going to promote. You know, of course, it's got to be accurate, and the FDA will make that determination, but that's a pretty significant development because, boy, this electronic
searches through all your medical records.
Yeah, everything that's there.
Because
I
tell you what, my dad at the end was on two little shoeboxes full of medicine, and you can't tell me that every doctor knows what the other doctor's doing.
Well, it has to be electronic. It has to be an electronic medical record, which most everybody is using now in the U.S. But one thing, going to electronic medical records did decrease our efficiency, unfortunately. We're able to collect more data, and we get it's much more meaningful data, and we're able to take action on that data. But this is pretty exciting because it is the missing piece that's going to get us back to being as efficient as we were previously on paper charts.
Why wasn't it efficient? Because it seems
it's just much more documentation required, and and then there's a learning curve, and some of the medical records in this country are not intuitive. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm just saying. So, I think that this is going to be a big step for us, and They'll still be they're still kind of in its infancy, and we'll see what goes on. But it's pretty exciting stuff to be in this in this field at this time.
People talk about that chip you can put in somebody, and that if they're in a wreck or an accident or something, they can just scan your whole medical condition, all your meds and everything. Is that anywhere in the future?
Well, you know, people have it on their phones, so that's one thing. That true. You know, make sure you update your medical ID stuff on your phone because that can be easily accessed, and it is important because, you know, having some of your histories and stuff available to providers and pre- and post-hospitalization people that they wouldn't ordinarily have access to does expedite your care. So it's important to have
that. And it also opens your medical records up to anybody can hack into your phone.